The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Ben and Kelly, and you can always send us a message. Just go to WDGX.com, click on group therapy, and you can shoot it over to us, or just, you know, DM us at Ben and Kelly Show on social media, especially if, you know, you got a question, you don't necessarily want an opinion from someone who's emotionally invested in your situation. You just want, you know, someone who just is going to see the facts, nothing but the facts.
Just the facts. That's us.
That's when you come to us. So we got this message. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I love the show and listen every morning. Huh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I've got one of those issues where we've got great chemistry, but ... I know, right? Smile. So I started dating, quote, Brian a couple months ago. I met him while I was at the gym. We have so much in common, from working out and eating healthy to our love of superhero movies. Get on it, Ben, in parentheses, and playing video games. All right. So far, so good.
Okay.
She continues, we have great chemistry in everything except one thing. That one thing is making out.
Okay. All right.
For some reason, we just don't have it when it comes to kissing. We haven't gone all the way yet and are in no hurry. I want to make sure we can master kissing first.
Probably best.
I guess what I'm asking is, can a relationship last if there's no chemistry in the making out or sex department? I really like him, and I don't know if it's a me thing or a him thing, and if we will eventually find our groove.
I know. Okay, so we don't know if he thinks the same way.
Right. I know there's a lot more to a relationship than just making out and the physical. Help.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So my first question is he on the same page with this? Does he think it's like fire?
He's like, man, this is hot. And she's
fireworks
like,
fireworks every time, baby.
And she's like, yeah, yeah, doing nothing for me, dog.
I know. And that is a really difficult thing to like talk about.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how you like explain how to do that better. Almost have to like demonstrate if there's something they're doing that you don't like.
Yeah, I mean, and those questions are never easy ones to ask, and honestly, never easy ones to hear, especially.
Oh no!
Like, if
you want to think that you're amazing in every way.
Yeah, regardless of whether you're a guy or a girl. But now, if he feels the same way, and he's like, yeah, there's just no spark there, then yeah, I think it'd probably be easier to tackle. Where it's like, hey, it just isn't working. He's like, yeah, I know, and then maybe you can, you know, watch videos or something. I don't know.
Is that really where we're going immediately with the advice?
Okay, this is where I'm going to pause and I'm going to turn it over to you. All right. So,
we need Andrew the Love Doctor.
Or someone, yeah. Someone.
We need professionals.
All right. 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. All right. Group therapy. It's all about kissing chemistry. We got a message from a listener who's like, the guy I'm seeing for a couple months, everything is great about him. Like, we have so much in common, from working out, eating healthy, superhero movies, playing video games, but we don't have any chemistry when it comes to kissing or making out. I feel like it may be a little mood music with this.
A little motivation.
And she's just like, hey, will we eventually find our groove? And I don't know if it's a him thing or a me thing. And I know there's more to the relationship than just making out, but she kind of wants where do we go from this? And Rach comments on Facebook and says, oh man, I feel for you, because kissing is so important when making a connection. I would say just slow down. Don't think about it. See, that's easier said than done. Because
it is a little. Because now, if you already have it in your brain that you don't like it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's hard to get over.
That's going to be tough. But yeah, she says the more you stress, the worse it feels. And kiss when the timing's right. Think about Think about his lips on yours. Oh, think okay. about his All lips right. on yours.
Stop reading right now because then it gets awkward.
Is this going to turn into a how to kiss passionately sort of
maybe.
Thing? I don't know.
But Crystal says, I've been in situations like this. I figured out being honest early on can help.
Yeah.
If they take it personal and get mad, then it's someone that you wouldn't be able to be honest with future problems anyway. So mm-hmm. no big loss. It can be awkward. But if you have that good chemistry with everything else, the hope is that would be, your honesty and working together, you can improve that, will just fall in place.
Jared tweets us and says, you know, making out and sex and all that shouldn't be a taboo subject. The next time it's about to happen, just say, what if we tried it like this and lead the way?
Oh. Yeah, you have to make sure that you give suggestions that don't necessarily reveal that you were unhappy before.
Yeah, instead of like a, hey, you're doing this wrong, be yes, like, hey, exactly. how about if we try it this way? But then we get a message from a listener who says, warning, it could be something you are able to work through. But coming from experience, if you are never able to find that physical spark, you will find yourself in an unfulfilling relationship that Uh-oh. Will eventually have you looking at others to provide that spark.
Oh, see, that's not good either.
My advice, give it time, but not too much time before moving on and finding your own happiness.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
All right. So we try to tweak some things for a while.
Yeah.
And see if it improves.
I mean, that listener has a point, though. It's like, you know, yeah. how long do you give it before you're like, you know what? This is just, I mean, yeah, I think we're just friends. I mean, I think we're just friends. Like,
and yeah, absolutely. You know what? There are plenty of guys that on paper, they were fantastic. And we were fantastic mm-hmm. friends.
Yeah.
But you can't, like, force the other side, the other component to just be there if it's not.
Yeah, especially if it's not. All right. If you want to.
No matter how much you want it to.
Maybe you're not in a spot where you can comment right now. Just go back and you can always look at it at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. You can hear the podcast and all that at WDJX.com. Click listen. That's group therapy.